USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With more than 600,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. and around 28,000 deaths, the hospitalization rate is starting to flatten. President Trump says we've passed the peak and we should get back to work.
I'll be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
CDC's provided strategies there that aimed at helping our most critical workers, both in healthcare and in food processing, to quickly and safely return to work after potential exposure to COVID-19, provided those workers are symptom-free.
Full details will be announced on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy-to-eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A network news host is now backtracking on some remarks he made. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
CNN host Chris Cuomo has an apparent change of heart, claiming on Tuesday he loves his job, a day after publicly griping on his Sirius XM radio show that, quote, "I don't like what I do professionally. I don't think it's worth my time." He added, "I don't value indulging irrationality and hyperpartisanship." Cuomo said the remarks he made there on Monday were spurred by his recent bout with coronavirus and were misinterpreted. He said yesterday, "I love where I am, I love the position that I've been given, and I love who I'm doing it with." Cuomo also revealed he recently signed a long-term contract extension with CNN before the spread of the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 445 points, the Nasdaq 122. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The IRS rolled out a new tool that allows Americans to check the status of their stimulus payments, and tens of millions are expected to have their money by the end of the day. The agency launched Get My Payment webpage, where Americans can track their payments by entering their tax return information. Payments being sent by check will go out before the end of April. There's mixed reactions over the Trump administration's review of the World Health Organization. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump's freeze on U.S. funding to the WHO is not going over well around the world, mainly because the United States picks up a lion's share of the funding. But according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, the president's move was the right one to make.
WHO, for instance, on January 14th said that, look, based on China's information, there's no evidence of human-to-human transmission. And that's at a time, Harris, when WHO doctors were saying, of course this is human-to-human transmission. So although the WHO does much fine work with its professionals and its doctors, I don't think that it can operate in an effective manner to aid countries as long as you have Dr. Tedros and some of the other senior officials there.
For the two-year budget cycle of 2018 and 2019, the United States government did give the WHO $237 million. The next closest country is Great Britain at $43 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.